This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Agriculture in the United States had its share of highs and lows throughout the year. American Farm Bureau Chief Economist Dr. John Newton, who is a Kentucky native, says the year can be divided into two parts.
Let's talk before August and after August. Before August, we were dealing with a number of issues in the ag industry, whether it be all farmers and ranchers that were going into restaurant channels, food away from home channels, that suddenly saw a lot of their business go away. School closures was really detrimental to the dairy business.
Newton says assistance for farmers was key during the first half of the year.
We called and worked with USDA to get the CFAP program out, and that provided a good lifeline for farmers, through the earlier part of this year. CFAP 2 has provided about $10 billion in assistance so far.
Yeah, the second half of the year presented challenges, but also some rewards during harvest.
And then you turn the corner into August, and all of a sudden you find yourselves with, a shorter crop that you thought in the beginning of the year, and really good demand on the export side, good demand of pork products, African swine fever in Germany. All of a sudden, we've got prices we haven't seen in some time.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Raider Auction Company, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, will conduct a winter farm equipment auction Friday, December 18th, 8 a.m. Central Time, selling tractors, combines, corn and grain heads, drills, hay and tilling equipment, planters, rotary mowers, spray equipment, industrial equipment, and hundreds of items sale day. Raider Auction Company, that's R-O-E-D-E-R, annual winter farm auction, Friday, December 18th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, or at proxybid.com or equipmentfacts.com. Find more at RaiderAuctionCompany.com.